Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For those of you not informed of the liturgical calendar, today is a special festival. It's the celebration of all the saints. And if you haven't heard who all the saints are, you're among them. You see, the saints are those who are redeemed by the grace of God. The saints are those who are embraced by the love of God. Our lessons today point to these things. We don't typically have a New Testament reading as our Old Testament, our first reading, but we have Revelation. And we have that great question that John, the visioner, asks, who are these? Who are these? And the answer, of course, is those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That's one of the reasons why All Saints' Day is a day that we celebrate with our white paraments. It's a baptismal festival. And it is not because we all went down to a bloody river and washed our robes. It is because through baptism into Christ Jesus, we have been washed clean by the grace of God. And only the grace of God. It is not by our doing. All Saints' Day is a day when we remember those saints that have gone before us. It's a day we remember the saints of long ago. There was a Sunday school child once who grew up in a church very similar to ours that had stained glass depictions of so many people. And when the child was asked, "Who are the saints?" the child's response was, "The saints are the people the light shines through." Isn't that the truth? Now, of course, in our own building, if you haven't looked before. We've got good old Saint Gustavus Adolphus. He did a lot of militarily questionable things in terms of being a saint, but he is credited with introducing Christianity to Sweden. And we'll thank him for that. Martin Luther, of course, we celebrated last week. 500 years now since the Reformation. We remember his witness. Behind him, Saint Paul, the one who was a persecutor of Christians. He thought he was doing God a favor by killing the early Christians, until God changed his heart, converted him, won him over. And Paul started proclaiming Jesus, and Paul became a light bearer. Behind Paul, Peter. Peter is probably my favorite, because even though Peter was the one who proclaimed to Jesus, "You are the Messiah," Peter was also depicted as maybe one of the most human of the disciples. Peter was always sticking his foot in his mouth. "Even if I must die with you, Lord, I will never deny you." And then the rooster crowed. There's a rooster in that window, if you look real close. Because even though Jesus said, "I will give you the keys to the kingdom," Jesus also knew how fallible he was. Now, isn't that part of the glory of All Saints Day? How much Jesus loved Peter. And that when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, "Peter, feed my sheep." He was assigned the responsibility to go and proclaim the love of Jesus after the resurrection. After Peter, we round the corner into the Old Testament. We have David. King David. David, the representative of maybe the best of the good old days in Israel. Part of that small, small window of time, three generations, when Israel was a united kingdom. But we also know David as a fallible man. David and Bathsheba is just one of the stories that should ring bells for you. And yet David received the Abrahamic promise, that promise given to Abraham and Sarah, that descendants from your seed will bless all generations. David was great, 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 great something grandfather to Jesus. The stem of Jesse. But God used everyday people. David was the youngest son of Jesse. When they were looking for a new king, they went to David's dad and said, "Jesse, bring out your sons." He brought out the tallest and best first. David stayed home watching the sheep. God chooses whom God will to do what God wants done. Moses. Moses. Listened to God, helped God get the people out of slavery. Never got to see the promised land. He was an instrument of God's work, but he was resistant. "Don't pick me, God. Let's see. I have a speech impediment. Yeah, I don't talk good. God said so. I pick you. Then we come forward again toward the New Testament. The gospel writer John and John the Baptist. Two of the witnesses to Jesus. Their purpose in life was to point to Jesus. John, from his mother's womb, was elbowing her. Look! It's the Messiah. The gospel writer John, who gave us so much comfort. We have a number of retired clergy in the congregation this morning. If you could pick one gospel, you only had one gospel to take to a hospital bed, to the home of someone who's dying. John, right? John gives voice to all of Jesus' great I ams. I'm the light of the world, I'm the way, the truth, the life. You know the rest. Who are these? These are the saints of old. And from them, generations and generations and generations of saints, real people, with all their flaws, but with the hope of the promises of God, kept letting the light shine through them. Who are these people for you? Who are the light bearers in your life? Parents, grandparents, teachers, Sunday school teachers, friends. And who are you a light bearer for? Who will receive the good news that God's love is unconditional? Who will hear that from you? Who will see you live that? That the light may continue to shine? When we celebrate communion today, we will remember the saints of this congregation that have gone before us. We'll remember some really dear people who were part of this place. As Darla and I were working on the bulletin this week, actually she's been working on this one for about 6 weeks because you don't want to get this one wrong. We reflected on some of these people and we looked back because I've celebrated 5 years here this week. And we've looked back, and in those 5 years, I've been part of 80 funerals in this congregation. That's a lot of saints that have gone on ahead of us. That's a lot of character. And I remember where some of these saints used to sit. And I imagine you all remember more. They are the blessed. They've gone on ahead. As the writer John in Revelation writes, they will hunger no more. They will thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to the springs of the water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes. As we reflect on that holy hope, it seems in contrast to the Beatitudes. I don't know about you, but even from a very young age, when I read Blessed Are, I thought, who wants to be blessed? These things are awful. The poor in spirit, the mourning, the meek, the hungering and thirsting for righteousness. The blessed are us in the now. We're living a very human life, and we experience these things. Revelation is the other side of that picture. Do you see? There will be a time when there will be no more crying or pain, no more injustice, no more heartache. And God Himself will wipe every tear from your eyes. That's what compels us and propels us to keep going, to living the gospel, to being the merciful, to trying to look at things as with the eyes of the pure in heart. Because Jesus is with us now. And all of these things, the pain and the mourning, the sorrow, the sadness, in the kingdom, they will be replaced. But in the now, Christ is with you. You have been declared a child of God. You are a light bearer, whether you know it or not. There are people around you who see and need to see the light of Christ. I was kind of bemoaning with Jay this morning. Jay, it's so dark out. I was going to preach on the stained glass windows. What am I going to do? And it was dark, really, really dark earlier. And of course, the time change didn't help. And I think maybe it's because we don't need to see the light through the windows this morning. We see the light in each other. As you sing to the glory of God and lift us up on Sunday mornings, as you bring casseroles and salads and desserts to a mourning family, as you feed the hungry, as you lift each other up when you are down, you are the light bearers. You are the light bearers. And so in this in-between time, keep shining. Remember the light bearers that meant so much to you. During our communion liturgy this morning, we will remember by name the saints of this congregation that have gone before us. And after we name those names, we'll leave a space. And please take that time, take that space, and name the saints in your life that have meant so much. You can name them out loud if you like, or if you're more introverted, you can name them in your hearts. God hears it all. God knows it all. But we'll remember that we are not in this alone. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness that we may continue to run this race with perseverance. As you do, may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.